Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, December 22nd, 2011. Three Palestinian youth are arrested following clashes in the Old City of Jerusalem, and Israeli forces made a large incursion into Jenin refugee camp, arresting nine men. These stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. A 19-year-old Palestinian worker was shot in the leg as he worked to collect scrap metal. The worker, whose name is as yet unconfirmed, was wounded near the Bedouin village in Beit Lahia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip and taken to Kamal Adwab Hospital in Beit Lahia. Dozens of Palestinian labourers have been shot or injured and several killed as they worked to collect scrap metal and debris near the border with Israel. Due to the siege on the coastal enclave, building materials are a rare commodity and recycling is becoming increasingly necessary. In Jerusalem, clashes were reported in the Old City, near the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, with Israeli police claiming that Arab youth attacked their officers who were in the area. Contradictory reports by residents state that the settlers attacked the Palestinian youth, leading to clashes between the residents, which led the police to intervene. Three Palestinians were arrested, and a couple of others were injured, with one of the injured youth being identified as Ale Azagaya, aged 16, who suffered a broken nose and multiple bruises. Early on Thursday, Israeli forces raided Jenin refugee camp and detained nine members of Fatah, including a security guard. Seven cars were also reported to have been confiscated from a garage belonging to Kamal and Jamil Abu Haida. Israeli forces surrounded the camp and closed the entrances and began to search homes. Youth turned out and began throwing stones at the soldiers, with stun grenades reportedly being fired. In other news, an Israeli Foreign Ministry statement rebukes European Union members of the Security Council at the UN for criticising Israel for its settlement expansion plans. The statement said that they are investing their efforts in inappropriate bickering and will lead them to lose credibility and make themselves irrelevant. Defence Minister Ehud Barak in turn rebukes the Foreign Office statements, claiming that, quote, European countries are very relevant and they stand with us in important times, unquote. Hamas has agreed to join the Palestinian Liberation Organization, a move which will strengthen the Palestinian Reconciliation Agreement. A committee of nine members have been formed to take charge of the elections, and the names are to be reviewed by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The factions agreed that an interim government should be sworn in before February 2012, and all political prisoners being held by each side in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip should be released before this swearing-in takes place. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, December 22nd, daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. This was brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, William Gibson.